A team of international scientists are using buoys in the Indian Ocean to predict monsoons. The monsoons that bring rain to Asia, Africa and Australia are created by the way wind reacts with the water in the Indian Ocean. Until now, it's been hard to predict whether any given monsoon season will bring flood or drought. One Australian farmer is already using the information they're getting from the buoys to manage her property. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
The monsoonal rains that fall in Africa, Asia and Australia are driven by the way wind interacts with the Indian Ocean. US oceanographer Mark McFadden is monitoring the ocean in order to predict the monsoons.
Oh, about a third of the world's population depends on monsoon rainfall for food production and food security. So there's a tremendous incentive to provide reliable forecasts.
Oceanographers have already been monitoring the Pacific Ocean to predict El Niños and La Niñas. Now they're trying to predict monsoons in the Indian Ocean. In order to get a reliable monsoon forecast system, the scientists have placed 22 buoys in the Indian Ocean.
We will learn more about the oceanic processes that affect the overlying atmosphere. This will provide data for research into the mechanisms by which the ocean and the atmosphere interact and exchange heat and moisture to help fuel the monsoon systems.
Australian scientists are helping to analyse the data that's collected from the buoys. Professor Gary Myers is from the Integrated Marine Observing System at the University of Tasmania.
We can put almost any kind of sensor on the buoys, but the standard measurement is temperature, salinity and current. And those measurements are made in the upper 500 metres of the water.
How do you use those measurements to predict the monsoon season?
The measurements are put into a numerical model of the ocean and the atmosphere. And that initializes a prediction, and the model carries those observations that we make today forward in time so that the statistics we have to the northwest of Australia suggest that if the ocean currents and lead to a situation that cools the temperature northwest of Australia, then that the model gives a prediction of less rainfall.
At the moment, there's a lack of rain, and a South Australian sheep farmer has been using information from the research buoys to manage her farm. Susan Khan has been getting information emailed to her by the scientists.
The Indian Ocean, I've found, has a big effect on our winter and spring rainfall. And so if I can get the information that says it's possible that we're going to have reduced rainfall in winter and spring, we'll change our farming practices accordingly if we can. So, for instance, we crop a little bit, so if it doesn't look like we're going to have a decent spring finish, we perhaps won't sow or won't sow as much as we had planned. It also helps with monitoring our feed, if we should be reducing numbers of sheep or not.
The information from the Indian Ocean buoys is also available online. It's being used to create Australian rainfall outlooks on the Bureau of Meteorology's website.
Felicity Ogilvie.